Jennifer Thompson, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to have you in our studio. This book, I'm going to read the title again, If We're Being Honest, Silencing the Lies We Tell Ourselves to Live a Life We Love. Before we get into the nuances of what that means, just give us a quick 30 seconds of who you are and why this book came about.
Yeah, so grew up actually in Metamora. So
Redbirds.
Yep, go Redbirds. And started a blog in 2018.
Oh, okay.
Kicked off the book in 2021.
Why?
The last update I saw, you had like a 250,000 followers?
Yeah, a quarter of a million.
Wow, impressive. Why did you start the blog? What was the motivation?
So I had my son in 2016.
Okay.
And I was struggling a little bit with some postpartum depression.
Sure.
In hindsight. And my husband was like, hey, you're a writing minor. Why don't you write some things online?
Oh, so writing, it was already in you from when you were a kid, maybe, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, good suggestion. What's his first name?
Jim.
So Jim says, why don't you try this? Maybe this will let you release some things.
Yeah, and I'm a dog with a bone.
And so, don't tell me to do something.
Yeah, right. So I kicked off that website in like a day and started posting online.
And what kind of things did you initially talk about?
Anything motherhood related, just kind of my feelings, what I was going through.
Yeah. And did you immediately start getting positive feedback?
No. You're talking to like 7 or 8 people at the beginning.
Right.
But then I started getting, you know, some pieces going viral, getting on the Today Show.
You got on the Today Show?
Yeah. So then things started really kicking off.
What was the name of the blog? Or are you still doing the blog?
I am, but I've kind of taken a hiatus while I was writing the book.
What was the name of it?
They Wine, So I Wine. I wanted something catchy.
They Wine, So I Wine. And those wines are spelled differently.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
I love you for that.
Thank you.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Dan and I like wine, too.
Yeah.
So,
So it was going through being a first, you know, the thing about it is we have a lot of responsibilities in life.
Yeah.
No one teaches us how to be parents. So no. Was it that first, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Am I doing it good enough? Is that what it was?
Yeah, there's no book for parenting, right? And I had a traumatic birth story. So I was in the hospital for 9 days. And I think that caused a lot of anxiety whenever I got home with my son.
Were you scared?
Oh yeah, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was scared. And while I was in the hospital, I was scared for myself.
That's what I meant, actually. I meant, were you scared for your own well-being?
Yeah, very much so. And so then whenever I got home with him, it was processing all of that.
Sure.
And then getting ready to go back to work full-time. And then just feeling anxious.
So all of this leads you up to this book, the beginning of writing a book.
Yep.
And you must have had, and because I've already gleaned, you're a very focused person.
Yeah.
So you had an idea about this book. And again, I'm going to read the name because the title is good.
Thank you.
If We're Being Honest, silencing the Lies We Tell Ourselves to Live a Life We Love. I immediately thought about all the lies I tell myself the minute I read that title.
Absolutely.
We all do it. But what were you trying to figure out? What were you trying to share?
I think I was trying to share just what you're talking about, right? I mean, it's universal.
What I was asking is, what are some of the lies you were telling yourself?
Everything.
Wow. That's
everything.
Big.
But I mean, you think about it, and especially, you know, in a society where you're a woman, there are a lot of things that we carry, whether it's society, cultural, whatever it might be, that have really impacted us from the day we're born. And you're really unpacking all of those things that we tell ourselves, whether we're unqualified or we're defined by our bodies or we shouldn't be ambitious in our career goals, right? It's all of those things that we're telling ourselves internally or society is telling us potentially. It's unpacking all of that.
You know, it's interesting because when we were talking about this earlier, I was wondering lies we tell of ourselves. Sometimes we tell lies that we know aren't true just to, you know. But sometimes we tell lies to ourselves that you should analyze and go, yeah, but I'm good. I'm better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find it, and this is a very difficult question, I think, and I'm curious if you talk to Jim about this, the differences between men and women, husbands and wives and dads and moms, sons and daughters, right? We have different lives. We have different pressures.
Absolutely.
The pressures on women, which you just described perfectly a minute ago. Dan and I have different pressures as older fathers, mm-hmm. as are we doing this well? We have pressure just doing this yeah. job we do yeah. every single day, being judged. Are we good enough?
Yes.
You know, that's an interesting. So, would you say this book is for everybody, or is it more towards moms, like your blog?
So I would say it's for everybody.
Okay.
I really honestly think you guys could pick it up and you could get something out of it, right? It's obviously centered around a woman's perspective.
Sure, sure.
But I have plenty of people who aren't mothers who have picked this book up and they say, yes, you're talking about a mother's story mm-hmm. in your example, but I saw myself in it in a different way, right?
Cool.
So I really think it's for anybody.
Where can we get it right now?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere books are sold.
Do it. Is it going pretty well? When did it come out, by the way? I didn't know.
So it's not out quite yet. It's on pre-order.
We're ahead of the curve.
You are.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is exciting.
Well, Ken Zersky's put out, what, three books? Four books?
Four, I think. Yeah. He's got four.
That process of this is your first one.
Yeah.
How was that?
It's interesting.
Well, and I will compliment you because just to get out and talk, it's one to write.
Yeah,
right? It's
absolutely.
One to write, one to get it published, one to get all that stuff. Then you've got to tell people about it.
For sure.
And that's not easy to yeah. get it to. I mean, this seems like it's easy for you. And I think it comes naturally to you.
Sure.
But you got to book them.
Yeah.
You got to make appointments. You got to call people, right? Right.
Yeah.
Well, Greg and I could talk about a book. It's just we wouldn't write one.
No, yeah. We wouldn't write one. No, that's too much work. So congratulations, yeah.
Well,
first
thank
of all.
You so much.
Is there a website / blog site we send people to on the webs out there?
Yeah. So it's ifwerebeinghonestbook.com.
Okay, ifwerebeinghonestbook.com is the website for the book.
Yep.
And then can I go back and read blog posts from the...
Absolutely. That's yeah. on jennifer thompson author.com. Went away a little bit from the they wine.
That's
so
okay.
why wine.
I like that title though, the wine.
Thank you,
Jennifer Thompson. Again, the book If We're Being Honest, Silencing the Lies We Tell Ourselves to Live a Life We Love. Congratulations.
Thank you so
and
much.
We will see you down the road.